Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 659. Visible translated text is as follows. Wolfsheimer, and at Mr. Wolfsheimer's house, we found quite a company of young people, and the conversation turned largely on what I had seen that morning. Also, among those who were present were Mrs. L.G. Cohen, Mrs. N.G. Michael, Mrs. Carl Wolfsheimer, Julian Michael, Philip Michael, Miss Helen Michael, Miss Virginia Silverman, Miss May Lou Lieberman, Julian Loeb, and Herman Loeb. After staying there about an hour with my wife, I went in her company to visit the home of my brother-in-law, A.E. Marcus, whose home is situated on Washington Street opposite the orphan's home. On our arrival there, the nurse Lucy told us that no one was at home, and we would find them probably at the home of Mrs. Emsenberg. We then went over to the Emsenberg house, which is situated on the corner of Washington and Pulliam Streets, and visited at that place, and saw Mr. and Mrs. A.E. Marcus, Mr. and Mrs. Chaz, Emsenberg, Harold Marcus, Mr. and Mrs. Ben Emsenberg. Of course, the conversation was about the little girl that had been killed in the pencil factory basement that morning, of which they had heard, and we discussed it freely, although it was at that time as much a puzzle to me as it was apparently to everybody else. After staying here until about 1 o'clock or a little after, I returned with my wife to my home at 68 E. Georgia Avenue, where we took our lunch together with my parents-in-law, with Manola McKnight serving. After dinner, I read a little while and finally caught the 10 minutes to 3 Georgia Avenue car going downtown. I got off at the corner of Pryor and Mitchell Streets and went into the Undertaker Bloomfields, where I saw a large crowd of people nearby on the outside. On entering, I found quite a number of people who were working at the pencil factory, among whom were Mr. Schiff, Herbert Schiff,